This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, the U.S. Department of Education released final regulations to determine if schools are compliant with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. This 24-year-old law gives disabled students nearly full access to schools and education programs. In the face of widespread complaints, the government has revised the regulations, trying to balance the budget concerns of school officials and the rights of disabled students. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
2 years ago, when Congress and the federal government revised the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, everybody, it seemed, parents, advocacy groups, and educators, wanted to resolve two major sticking points. One was the parents' long-standing complaint that their children were not fully integrated in schools, and that the quality of instruction they were receiving was inadequate. The other was the school's complaint that the law itself was too restrictive when it came to dealing with disputes over discipline and educational services. Today, Assistant Secretary of Education Judy Heumann said the law and the regulations should provide some relief for both sides.
The final regulations strike a powerful balance between the school's ability to offer a quality education and protecting students' fundamental rights to a free, appropriate public education.
The regulations made public today, for example, allow schools to unilaterally suspend disabled students for up to 10 days if and when they become too disruptive, 45 days if they're caught with drugs or weapons. Teachers now have more say in the matter. In the past, they didn't. In the past, schools could not extend a student suspension. If they did, attorneys would often step in to fight the student's removal. Heumann says the regulations now mandate that every state offer mediation to get people to talk to each other.
Most people are reasonable. They really want to know that someone cares about whether or not their child is going to be able to be given appropriate services so they can be taught to learn, because disabled parents are recognizing more and more that the futures for their children are very bleak if, in fact, they're not going to be offered appropriate accommodations in the classroom.
But at what cost? Consider the case recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, in which it ruled that the appropriate accommodation for a 16-year-old quadriplegic student in the Cedar Rapids schools in Iowa was to have a full-time nurse at his side to attend to several medical needs. Lou Finch is superintendent of schools in Cedar Rapids.
The actual language in IDEA, for the most part, exempts school districts from the responsibility of paying for medical services. The problem is that the U.S. Office of Education has very narrowly defined what medical services are.
Finch says the regulations are still not clear. He says the school district's costs for this one student could now jump from $40,000 to $75,000 a year. The school district is also paying for a van with a lift for the student's wheelchair, a specialized teacher, and a special curriculum. U.S. Department of Education officials say that of 6 million disabled students attending regular classrooms today, no more than 2,000 need respirators and intensive care like the student in Cedar Rapids. Arlene Mayerson of the Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund says the U.S. Department of Education is really trying hard to achieve a very delicate balance.
On one hand, school districts and administrators tell the Department of Ed that they want to know exactly what they're supposed to do. And on the other hand, they tell the Department of Ed that they want a lot of flexibility to be able to implement decisions on the local level.
Assistant Education Secretary Judy Heumann says not everyone is going to be fully satisfied with the new regulations, but they are a better guide for resolving problems.
In schools and school districts where people understand the statute and the regulations, and where there is strong leadership, that you do not find these contentious situations going on.
All sides agree that the debate should now shift to the issue of federal funding. 20 years ago, Congress promised it would fund 40% of the costs for special education. It's providing no more than 10%. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.